At Bayport State Bank of Bayport Pigeon and Bed Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport Pigeon and Bed Axe, member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
And welcome back to Harbor Beach as the Pirates are on the Hatchet 25. The start of your second quarter, 8-0 Harbor Beach out with the early lead. Messing keeps it out, just takes it to the right side, out to the right sideline, moves it ahead for about 5 yards. It is now 3rd and 9.
Ben Braden on the hit for the Hatchets as the quarterback was coming around that side and he pinned them in. So we've got a 3rd and long, about 8, would you say, Clark?
I would say about 8 where the placement was, so a 6-yard gain there from Kurt Messing. Harbor Beach now 59 yards on the ground, no yards passing with 11:30 to go in the second quarter now, 8-0 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. Harbor Beach comes out of the huddle with two men in the backfield, one out left, number 7, Derek Huff, out wide onto the left. Bad Axe scrambling. Toss to number 2, Travis Hessmaker coming around the end, gets back to the line of scrimmage, moves ahead for about 5 more yards, and gets close to the line of to the first down marker. Looks like he's going to be about a yard or two short of the first down, down to about the 12-yard line with 10:57 remaining in the second.
Braden for the Hatchets forced them out of bounds, so the Pirates are will go for it here.
I agree. So it's about 4th and 3 with the placement on the 12-yard line. So, Harbor Beach comes out of the huddle.
They want me to take care of this young guy over here.
As Ron is making all of his comments to everyone walking by here. And it looks like Harbor Beach is going to take a timeout. They want to talk this one over before going 4th and 3 with 10:28 to go in the second quarter. 8-0, Harbor Beach over Bad Axe.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Welcome and welcome back to Harbor Beach here, as Harbor Beach has a 4th and 3 on their hands with 10:28 to go in the second quarter. They are on the 13-yard line of the Bad Axe Hatchets. So two men in the backfield, one out left, and more whistles.
They want to take a look at Harbor Beach's offensive set.
So Bad Axe looks at the offense of Harbor Beach, and they're going to take a timeout, and so are we. You're tuned to Cruise 102.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach here, 10-28, 4th-and-3, a long-awaited play after two timeouts, one from each side here, as Harbor Beach, now with three men in the backfield, change of plays. In the wing tee, they have number 7, number 8, and number 2 in the backfield. Messing hands it off to, actually keeps it for himself, gets caught in the backfield by about four hatchets. It's going to be close, folks, right around to the 10-yard line, it looks like. What is going to be the call from the officials?
I think it's going to be short because he's got his left foot.
That's right.
But they're going to come out and measure it, though.
Officials timeout here.
Ben Gordon made the hit, or Braden made the hit for the hatchets here. But I think they stopped him, Clark.
So Kurt Messing with about a 4-yard gain. He now has 20 yards on the game. And, folks, for radiator, heater, or air conditioning work, head to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bannack, the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. As the chains are coming out with 10-23, and it's a first down for Harbor Beach.
Oh.
They had it by about a foot there.
Well, I think the chain guys shortened that chain on that side over there, Clark.
I think it's the rust over the offseason.
That could be.
Okay, so Harbor Beach out there with a new set of downs. Now on to their 10-yard line of the hatchets, first and 10. But it looks like it's going to be first and 10, not first and goal by about
a foot.
Yeah.
The hatchets lost out on a break there. They could have stopped and taken them over. Now they have to stop them.
The Pirates going left to right across your radio on the 10-yard line. With a handoff getting to about the 5-yard line is number 8, Tyler Kruger.
And number 87, Daniel Brown, finally brought him down after he bounced off 3 or 4 hatchets.
So it looks like a gain of 3, in fact, there from Tyler Kruger. It's going to be 2nd and 7.
You were mentioning, I was talking to somebody behind me. It was the old timekeeper, Tom Harwood, sliding over here.
It's a whole retirement party here.
Yeah.
All right, so 2nd and 7 for the Pirates on the 8-yard line. Messing hands it off to number 7, Derek Puff, as he gets down to about the 1 yard, was that about the 2-yard line, in fact.
Mark Amon made the hit for the hatchets.
So a gain of 6 for the Pirates. So it's going to be about 3rd and 2. 3rd and 2 for the Pirates onto the 2-yard line. 9:12 to go in the second quarter. 8-0 Harbor Beach over Bannack. Coach Mark Minetti showing some strong defense. They have been swarming to the ball all game, so I'm very impressed with the actions by Minetti in a short time at the helm in Bannack. Messing under center now for the Pirates. Wing tee hands it off to a little tripped up in the backfield, Derek Puff. And he gets down to about the 1 foot line.
Amon along with number 47, Spencer Kelly.
And they got the first down. So, first and goal at the 1-inch line.
Wow.
So Derek Puff with a gain of 2 yards.
Well, defensively, the hatchets have been on defense most this first half. They haven't really, their offense really hasn't gone untracked.
No, the Bannack offense has only been on the field for about 3 minutes, in fact, this whole game. And it's been all Harbor Beach offense the rest. So the Bannack defense indeed getting tired with 8.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Harbor Beach on the 1 foot line, 3 men in the backfield. Messing tries to keep it on the keeper, but hits a lot of aggression there at the right across from the center. Pushed back, but they're going to go with forward momentum. No gain on the play. 8:10 to go.
47 for the Spencer Kelly and a host of hatchets that stood them up in there along with their linebacking core.
So, 2nd and goal on the 1 foot line again. 7:50 now. Now, one thing Ron was talking about, the wind conditions here. In fact, the wind is coming straight through our windows, so if you hear any papers flying around, we're just getting our exercise in here on this beautiful Friday evening.
Yes, and if you're close enough, you can still get here by halftime.
And the handoff to touchdown. Trips across the touch end zone line. Number 7, Derek Puff in for the touchdown for the Pirates. Now 14-0. for the Pirates.
Well, I'll tell you what, number 84 for the Hatchets, and I don't have an 84. There's that guy again. He knifed through there and did a nice job.
Absolutely.
Only the shadow knows.